Knocking Shop. An immortal and irreplaceable poet friend, who was remembering her time on an Israeli kibbutz, once told me it was a knocking shop, in cheerful dismissal of any higher purpose for it, or as a use for her good time, lost time. That seemed a matter of logic then, when families who were Jewish or socialist would send their unripe teenage children to ripening Israel to initiate them in unripe patriotism, ripening politics, and under the sheets in the nightness, sex natural as an orchard orbed with oranges. At one time, even Eleanor and Everett thought of it as a refuge-redeeming desert, not knowing that the fertilizer was death, the blood and bone of the indigenous, who had known how to balance their earth. Who at my poet's time would pause to guess that the sex had subterranean magmas beating out decades later in fire, not just recruitments by the CIA, but dewy pacts like that of Ghislaine and her lover Epstein, that she took to Israel for Ehud Barak to bless, when still half a child, still confessing to fright at hidings from her father. Consider how bad it is to have a publisher like a father, but how worse if your father was a publisher, as if Israel was one vast publishing house, I just said, in my imagination to my friend the poet. She would understand that, but I don't know what she would have said of this Gaza Holocaust. Would it have been possible to her, such utter darkness, in the starry labyrinth where she still remembered, sweet cold dawn on the pickings in the orchard, then orange juice, long silences at breakfast?